Hello and welcome to Evolve to Be Radio, and I am Audrey Weitzman, and we are talking about grounding meditations for your shifting consciousness. And this is a radio show that provides you an opportunity to take a minute out of your day, a moment out of your day, an hour out of your day, to really focus and center yourself and ground your energy into the Earth's energy. And why would you do this? Life is energy. Life is chaos. Life is constantly swirling around you like a tornado. There's always so much going on. We're moving more quickly through our lives than ever before. We have a lot on our plate sometimes, and there's just so much going on and so much to do. I know for me, tax season is coming, you know, tax season is now, and I have to get all my paperwork prepared to bring to my accountant, and that is like, oh my God, how am I going to do that? You know, do I have everything ready? Have I been taking the appropriate measures for all of my various expenses that I've had throughout the year? And the truth of the answer is, I don't know, you know, do we ever do it really perfectly? No. But what happens is it brings up this anxiety, this fear, this uncertainty, or this just an overwhelm, a huge overwhelm. And what grounding meditations do is that it releases the overwhelm. It allows you to actually take all of your energy that's flustered and scattered and bring it back into the present moment, back into your body where it belongs. And then we ground the energy really deeply into the earth. There are permanent electromagnetic grids that lie within the earth that we anchor into. And then we go directly into the essence of Mother Earth, and we merge with her and we connect with her. And this gives you a feeling of welcoming, of warmth, of calm. I always liken it to just being cradled in your mother's arms when you've had a bad day at school. You know, it's just kind of, that's the sense and that's the feeling. And that's what the grounding meditations do. So I wanted to let you also know that before every radio show, I do a lot of meditation, and I sit in meditation and I ground my energy into the earth. So I'm already prepared and ready for to do the show. But what I do is I ask a question, and I ask, what would be the most beneficial conversation to have with you? Because I don't feel like I'm lecturing as much as I'm just having a conversation. And whether you're actively listening in the moment live, or you're listening to an archive of the show later on in the week, or if you haven't even discovered this this, you know, hourly radio show that I'm having right now, it's it doesn't matter. It's what is needed in the moment, and it's what you will get at some point, whether you're listening now and you need this information or you store it away. But what came up for me, and what has been coming up for me, is consciousness and conscious evolution. I'm currently in the process of writing a book right now about the energy field, grounding meditations, and a new chakra system that's opening up in our energetic bodies. And I'm really contemplating what the evolution of consciousness is. My company is called Evolve to Be. It's all about evolution of consciousness. As a healer, I realized that that's what I'm doing, is I'm a facilitator for others in their evolution of consciousness. And so what does that mean? Well, I looked up consciousness because I really wanted to start from the beginning. And consciousness means awareness. It's all it means is awareness. So the evolution of consciousness that's going on the planet, it's a big buzzword right now and everybody's talking about it. What does that really mean? It means that we're evolving our awareness. We are expanding our awareness. We are going from one state of awareness into another state of awareness. Now, evolution, as far as science is concerned, really is constantly moving forward. We never evolve backwards, which I find is fascinating. I start thinking about the Big Bang Theory and that that the evolution of our universe started as one tiny spark with an explosion outward in an expansion and started evolving into what we call our universe today, what we know of our universe today. It's fascinating, and it's something that I look at our consciousness, and I liken that also to the Big Bang. It's kind of like there's a spark. There's like a light bulb goes off. You become aware of whatever's going on in your mind, and then you choose to change it. And what we're doing is we're evolving our consciousness, or we're evolving spiritually, is that we're moving forward from lifetime after lifetime through this lifetime of experience. We're evolving and we're shifting and we're changing and we're learning. And this is the most important thing, is that we are having these experiences and we are learning about ourselves. And this learning creates awareness, and that awareness is consciousness. And so that is what conscious evolution, or the evolution of consciousness, is. It's just awareness. It's not like we just started doing this. We've been doing this for thousands and thousands of years. What is happening now on the planet is that there's a quickening of our consciousness, which means that we are being able to have experiences for lesson much faster than ever before, due to technology, actually. So let's look at it in the simplest terms, and going to a movie. I love going to movies. So you go see a movie, and what that movie does is that as you are watching it, you become the characters. You become emotionally involved in the story. Well, what is that doing for you? It's allowing that movie and that story is allowing you to have a life experience that you would not normally have. So instead of maybe having a past life or having to go through another lifetime to have an experience of let's take an example of being kidnapped and or your daughter is kidnapped and you have to fight all these bad guys in order to go save your daughter. And then they're showing the story on, they're showing the daughter in the story and how frightened she is. Just taking that for an example of a movie. You normally wouldn't have those experiences. So now you are watching a movie, you're thoroughly engaged emotionally in the story, which is actually allowing you to have feelings. It's allowing you to experience the trauma of that, what's going on in the story, of that emotion. And it's allowing you to process that. Well, what does that process do? That process is allowing you to become aware of how you think and how you feel and what's going on in your body when you have that when you experience a fear. And all that is awareness. All that is consciousness. Then you get this amazing opportunity to process through all of that. You might, after the movie, you might go, you know, if you're with a friend, you might talk about the movie. You might go home and kind of think about the movie. Or even if you've had, if you kind of shut yourself off, you've still had the experience. And that is what the quickening, in the simplest way I could possibly get it for today's world and technology. But that is what I consider part of the quickening of the evolution of consciousness that's happening on the planet, is that we are being exposed to experiences that we would take many, many lifetimes to go through and create those experiences, create that reality to have that experience. So, when we become aware in our consciousness, we become aware of maybe thoughts and feelings of who we are, what goes on with us when we have an experience. Let's say what goes on with us when we have to get ready to prepare our taxes. For some people, there's a huge overwhelm. What do you do with that? It's like, it's great. We're going through this conscious evolution. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's saying, yes, it's happening. Science could prove it now. There's so many amazing people on this planet that have really stepped forward even before science could figure it all out and validate. They said, yes, this evolution of consciousness is going on. Energy exists. Healing works. You know, there's a beautiful video with Greg Braden showing how chanting in a hospital completely got, you know, healed, and a tumor was completely gone. Even as a healer, I'm still in awe of what that means. And you can look it up online. If you look up Greg Braden and ovarian cancer, or Greg Braden and tumor, you'll find something on it on YouTube. But there's been amazing people that have come out in the past 15 or 20 years, even before that, but really there's been an intense influx into the mainstream thought process of, yes, this is real. This is the evolution of our consciousness is real. We are shifting and changing. We want a different life. We want a different way of being. And energy does exist. These ancient peoples that had these strange ceremonies and the way the indigenous people lived their lives in connection with nature and healing and shamans, all of that stuff is real. And science is proving it now. So there's been a lot of talk about this evolution going on our planet with the human race. But nobody that I have found has been really talking about, well, what do we do? How do we do it? How do you do conscious evolution? You know, we always want to label things, and we always want to process. We always want, give me the steps, give me the manual, give me a pill, give me some juice to drink, something, you know, tell me how to do it. And this started welling up inside of me about 7 years ago, where I was like, okay, everybody's talking about it, but what do you do? And through my own evolution of consciousness, I started figuring out the steps. One of the biggest ones is clearing. It is getting rid of all of the muck, all of the crap that's in your mind, the mind chatter, it's becoming aware that this is even going on, that your subconsciousness is running the show, that your mind is chattering with all kinds of criticisms, either from yourself or from experiences that you've had in the past, or it's parental criticisms that have built patterns in your brain. There's all kinds of stuff going on, and there's so many books about it. But the reality is, it's great. We know that all that exists. We know about our subconscious. We know about our mind chatter. We're starting to become aware of our conscious of our negative behaviors and patterns. And now what? Now what do we do with all of that? And the one thing that I can tell you, the very first thing is, in order to have any sort of awareness of yourself, when you're stepping onto the quickening, the process of your own conscious evolution, is that non-judgment is the biggest factor in all of this. It's becoming the observer self. And what does that really mean? It is love thyself. That's plain and simple. Is that you are going to see stuff about yourself that it's not fun. Let's go back to preparation for your taxes. The overwhelm. You become so aware of that overwhelm. And it sucks. It's the last thing that you want to feel about yourself. It's the last thing. It's actually sucking the life out of you. Because the feeling of overwhelm actually paralyzes some people. Where they can't function. And then they go into self-sabotage. And there's all kinds of things that happen. So you have this consciousness, you have this now, this newfounded awareness, because you're in this quickening process of your evolution. And now what do you do? So one of the things that I really like to do is say you have to clear this. You have to first understand that it's not really who you are. And that's where the observer self, the non-judgment, and the self-love really, really come in. It's these three things. Is that I'm even trying to think. I got to scramble the words because they're not in the right order. It's like you have to make a commitment to say, I love myself. I love myself. You know? Find that. Even if it's the smallest little thing about yourself, I love my eyes. So I'll find that. I love my eyes. It's kind of like the gratitude prayers that you might do. Sometimes it's really hard to find gratitude in your life. So what do? You wake up first thing in the morning and you're lying on your pillow and you're like, oh, I'm so grateful for my pillow. It just starts really simple. Find one little thing that you love about yourself. Find something that you've done that you're really, really proud of, that you've accomplished. It will open up your heart enough where you will have self-love. And that's all it takes, is one little tiny opening. And you have this self-love. You have then the ability to observe your consciousness. You have the ability to observe, or you have the ability now to take that awareness in your evolving consciousness and observe it. Because the first thing that's going to happen, you're not going to jump up one day and be in your higher self and be this divine being of light. And, you know, some people are actually. I shouldn't say that that won't happen, because I know people that are, but it's not perfected, because we're in human form. We're still of a denser vibration. And so you might be able to hold it for days and days and days, but we all are going through this process wherever we're at. And so while we have this awareness of what's going on within us, for instance, the overwhelm, we can observe it. We can take a step back and say, wow, look at that. What's going on when I get into overwhelm? Oh, I feel sick to my stomach and my heart is beating fast and I don't feel like doing anything. I don't even know where to begin. You, with this, the ability to love yourself, you can say, that's really interesting. And then you're not judging it. So it's self-love, observation, or observe yourself, and non-judgment. You're not judging it anymore. Now you can work with it. Now you can clear the overwhelm out of your field, out of your energy, out of your body, out of your awareness. And once and for all, heal that. And the first step to that is what I've been teaching, and that is grounding meditations. Foundation for all the work that you will ever do. It should be the foundation of your day, the foundation of your evening, the foundation when you're going to the grocery store. It's just that the process of grounding meditations really anchors you in and allows you the ability to stay calm and centered while all the chaos is swirling around you. And the chaos is just transformation. That's all it is. So let's take overwhelm is the chaos that's swirling around you right now. If you are grounded, you are the calm in the center of that overwhelm tornado, that overwhelm storm that's whirling inside of you and around you. You don't know where to begin and you don't know, it just kind of overtakes you. So you're aware of the overwhelm and then you're like, okay, well, Audrey said, go do a grounding meditation. So I'm putting everything aside for a moment and I'm going to ground my energy. Well, that's a relief because now all of a sudden you're observing that overwhelm. You're not judging it. You're loving yourself enough to say, hold on, wait a minute. I'm just going to stop that for a moment. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to take care of myself in a way that will allow me to be the most productive and effective when I'm finished. So that's what the grounding meditation does. Is that it really allows you to sink into something, anchor into an energy that has always been there for you. The earth, she's not going anywhere. If anything, we're going to go, you know. But the earth, the planet, will always stay there. Take, for example, Mars. Mars is a dead planet right now. There used to be life on Mars. They're actually discovering that. I have a great story about my son when he was 3 years old. He would tell me stories about how he lived on Mars and what it was like. And he actually said the bad men came and blew up the planet. Now they're discovering all kinds of life and or the ability that life could have existed on Mars. But I want to tell you something. Mars is still there. Mars actually has the capability of one day maybe holding life again, depending on the forces of nature and the right climate. Who knows? Who knows? Life has a really funny way of surviving. So, you know, getting back to this planet is not going anywhere. And, you know, when I think about the Earth, I think about the most intense unconditional heart energy that has ever, ever existed because she is still there. She is still holding us, supporting us, allowing us to survive on her planet. And not only that, if you honor her and make friends with Mother Earth, there is so much more wisdom and so much more love that you can anchor into. And no matter what's going on with your family life, what's going on with anything in your personal life, there is one place where you can always find unconditional love to support you through your process. And that's grounding into the earth. But there's one more thing. And that is the clearing that you are able to do. So you have this awareness of this energy. We're using overwhelm. But the energy can be anything. It could be fear. It could be sadness. It could be any kind of depression. It can be smoking. You want to quit smoking. I mean, there's so many lower vibrational tendencies that you can use for clearing. But what it is that you have the awareness of whatever's going on within you that no longer serves you. You bring that energy into the meditation, the grounding meditation, and the earth is a place where you can clear some of that. There's other techniques for clearing. There's all kinds of things. But one of my favorite to do very quickly is the grounding meditation. So, for an example, with the overwhelm, you're in the meditation. So you're presencing yourself in the moment. You're becoming aware of your pranic tube, that it now exists outside of your body, about an inch away from your body, 360 degrees around you. You become aware of the ball of light, which is your essence, that is in the pelvic area, 3 inches below your belly button, and you grow that out. And you drop down into the earth. And one of the things that I do before I drop down into the earth is I kind of imagine that there's a ball of light above my head. And I allow this ball of light to, sometimes it sprinkles down like rain over me. And sometimes it's just this light just kind of shoots down. It's almost like I feel it's like a needle. And it's just plunging down over my whole entire energetic form. And not only my body, but all of my energy field that's around me. And that white light just plunges down. And I ask that it just take all of the lower vibrational energy that I see as kind of dark and misty. Take it all. And I could feel it. I say, take it all for my cells. Take it all for my energy. Just take it all. And it just, that white light just plunges down, clearing all of the stuff, and my awareness has brought it all up. You know, I really have become aware of the overwhelm of taxes. I don't even know why I'm using overwhelm of taxes, because I'm not overwhelmed, but I know it's for some people, it was an easy thing. I'm doing my taxes this week, but I know that overwhelm is a big one. So the awareness has brought the overwhelm really in your field. You've really felt it. You know it's there. And now that white light is just plunging down through your body, through your energy field, kind of plunging through your pranic tube, and all that black stuff's going down, plunging down into the earth. And I just watch it go all the way into that molten lava core. And I see it as black, and I see the minute it hits the molten lava core, it just burns up and goes away. The earth has the most incredible ability to deal with negative energy. People are like, I don't want to put my energies, my stuff, my negativity into the earth. I want to tell you, the earth has the most amazing capacity, the most incredible capacity to burn off negative energy. It's just amazing. It blows me away. I wish I was as amazing as the earth to be able to just burn off that negative energy. And then if you think about all the destruction that the human race has done to not only to itself, to each other, how we've, you know, what we've done to destroy each other, but what we have done to destroy the planet, she still allows us to be here. It's incredible. It's an incredible amount of unconditional love, but it is because she has this incredible capability of burning off negative energy. my guess is that the Earth as a consciousness signed up for this too, and that she knew how destructive we as a human race could be, and she still raised her hand and said, "I'll do it. I'll volunteer for this." And it's an incredible, that's why when I go into the Earth, there's such an incredible honor of the way she holds us as a race of people that are, we are not by any means perfect. And she just has this incredible ability to take us in and hold us and help us heal. And it's just so beautiful. So it's not a bad thing. She is just, you know, it's with anything else that you do. If you come to all of what you do in honor and love, in appreciation, in innocence, and with intention that you are committed not only to the integrity of the truth of who you are, but a commitment to the integrity of your own evolutionary process, the awareness of your consciousness for healing so you can choose union. Because the end result of all of this, of all of your deepening into your process, of all of your healing, really, really, truly is that you are one of the pieces of the puzzle to make this planet a better place, to make the human race a better place, to live from the heart, to help heal society. We all have different gifts and different capabilities. And when you start to clear your field and you start to vibrate at a high frequency, what that does is that it allows you the luxury of not being in survival mode anymore. And when you're not in survival mode, what you're in is abundance. And when you have the abundance, whether it be energetically or heart energy or monetarily, or that you're living your purpose, what that means is that you want to give and you want to participate in the healing of others. And so that's what the evolution of your consciousness, that's your end goal and your end result. The grounding will help to anchor you in. The grounding meditations will give all of the negative energy that you're finding in your awareness, that you're becoming aware of, the negative behavior patterns, the negative thoughts and feelings, the chatter in your mind, the criticisms that tell you that you're not worthy, that you are, who do you think you are to follow your dreams? All of that stuff, all of that, that self-reflection of all the things that you don't love about yourself. The earth will take all of that. The grounding meditation is only, I want to say this, it's only one way to clear the negative thoughts and belief systems. But clearing the negative thoughts and belief systems is a step towards higher forms of consciousness. You must clear those energies out of your field. So you're grounded, you're with self-love, your self-observation, with non-judgment, and then you can clear your field. So what would you do with that overwhelm? You would just allow it to go right into the earth and let her burn it off at the molten lava core of the earth. Once that energy is cleared out of your energy field, then you start to anchor into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. There's more clearing and more charging, because what those lines of light do is those lines of light actually connect into your, they connect into your energy field. it's like there's like almost like a clicking in that happens, and that clicks, those lines of light click into your lines of light within your energy field. And there's a connecting, a clearing, and a charging that happens within the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. The permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth are pure. They are, they have no ability for any negative vibration. So when you're clearing that energy out of your field and you're connecting and anchoring into the earth's energy, that is, you're retraining your energy field to vibrate at a high frequency. That's what's happening. And then, of course, then you start to go down through that field and really clear and anchor. And those lines of light, are beautiful, beautiful geometric patterns. And then you go down into the essence of Earth, into the essence of Mother Earth, into her heart, into the truth of who she is. And that will also give you an opening. It allows an opening for you, gives you permission to be in the truth of who you are. You're recalibrating your energy field by doing this. And that's really important. If you look at psychological aspects of the being, it's we need something to model. We're not beings that are really capable of doing this on our own. And why would it be like that? We're not alone. You know, so you can go down and sink into the essence of Mother Earth, and she will have words of wisdom. And if it's not words of wisdom, it is a feeling that you cannot escape. There's something there for you, and you can be in that energy. And that is why the grounding meditation is the foundation for all that you do. So just receive a deep breath in and out. And just be in your own conscious evolution. I haven't decided which way to say it yet. So your evolution of consciousness. But be in your heart. Be in self-love, that you're giving yourself this amazing opportunity right now to just be and to be grounded. And bring all of your awareness to the center of your head. I always place my sight in between my eyes at my forehead. And just call back all of the energy that you've scattered everywhere, all of the thoughts that you've scattered into the future, all the thoughts that you still think about, stuff that happened to you in the past, all the energy that you've hooked into other people, wanting something from them, even if it's just love or acceptance. Bring all that energy back into you. It's your energy. The only way for somebody to become whole and complete, which is part of also the process of living in higher states of consciousness, is that we are one complete being. We are not shattered. We are not scattered. We are not torn. We have not given our power away to anybody. So you're just bringing all of your energy back into this present moment right here and right now. Great. And remember, it's just about imagination. Don't worry if you're not doing it right. The moment you think about it, it is happening. Moment you are thinking about it, it is happening. Energy moves very quickly, so do your thoughts. bring your awareness down into your pelvic area. You can place your hands 3 inches below your belly button and just start to feel a warm ball of light growing in your belly. Your essence, the spark of your divinity. What does that feel like? For me, it just makes me smile. And allow that ball of light, your beautiful essence, your divinity, your divine spark growing outward 360 degrees past your hips and widening out so it's touching the edges of your pranic tube. And your pranic tube is no longer this little tiny beam of light in the center of your body. It needs to be bigger to hold you. Because you are getting bigger, you're expanding. You're becoming more and more light every day, which means you're not a dense material object anymore. You're not in third dimensional reality even. You're moving into the fourth, fifth, and sixth dimension, which is a higher vibration. So you're lighter. You're not dense anymore, so you're expanding outward, just like the universe. So I always feel my essence touching the sides of my pranic tube. Sometimes I use my breath to move. I'm just kind of pushing it out just a little bit, or I'm imagining that it's going out. I can start to feel the energy between my body and the pranic tube. I feel it in my hands. That's why I have my hands out in front of my body. I'm really thinking right now that I need to teach this class in video format so you could see what I'm doing. And now just allow that energy to drop down through the tube like a male chute, going down through your legs and down into the earth. I'm sitting, so my feet are flat on the ground. But you can be standing. I like to do it standing too. Then when I'm at the grocery store, it's really easy for me to ground. But allowing your energy, your ball of light, to just shoot down into the layers of the earth. And just saying, thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you for holding me. Thank you for merging with me. I'm hearing, don't say allow, because the word allow automatically makes you think you're not worthy. And you are, this is your birthright. This is who you are. This is the natural way for you to be, is anchored into earth. But we do it with honor and gratitude and appreciation. So this layer, the first layer of the earth, is about 4,000 miles down. But you're moving very quickly. And you'll reach the molten lava core of the earth, this layer. And there might be a little crust at this layer, so you kind of just push through that crusty layer. It depends if you're visual or if you feel more, or any type of experience that you have. You might not be having any experience, and that is okay too. Your energy is still doing this because you're hearing my words. The words are forming in your consciousness And that is that awareness is just moving the energy very quickly. And you're dropping into that molten lava layer of the earth. I love this layer. It's yummy down here. For me, it's really warm and juicy. And I know that all that no longer serves me is just really, there's more. As I drop my awareness in here, I actually feel like I'm a body. My awareness just completely drops into this layer. And I am completely surrounded in lava, in hot lava. And I just allow it to take over even in my cells. And you'll just notice a difference of what that energy feels like. It's thick and slow. Sometimes this layer reminds me to just slow down. And then I with my intention, say, please burn off what no longer serves me. And sometimes I say, please burn off all of it, because sometimes it might be serving me in the moment, but I'm done with all the pain and suffering. I don't need it anymore. And I'm making a conscious decision, a choice, because I have free will. I choose not to have negative experiences in my life for lesson and learning. So you can do the same. Now that's a concept. Go into my subconscious and release me from all of the pain and suffering. Just please just burn it off here. Thank you. I come and I see Pele. She's a goddess of creation. In the Pacific cultures, Pele is the goddess of the volcanoes. She's the goddess of creation because they know that the lava, when it shoots out of the volcano, creates the islands. So she is the goddess of creation. So I come and I see her and we have conversations. Oh, I love her. She's amazing. But I have a relation. I formed a relationship with her. And so, like right now, I'm standing in front of her and I can feel her hands on my hands. And then after I do my work in this layer of the earth, whatever that work is for you, and I don't mean work in the sense of that it's difficult, I mean work in the sense that you're intentionally clearing any pattern, any belief system, any energy that is not of high vibration, that is not aiding you in your process, in your evolutionary process right now. And now drop down, further down into the molten lava core, into that molten lava layer. You're dropping down through your pranic tube that's already anchored. It's nice that the tube is already there. It's already given you a pathway. You're just following the pathway. And now you're going to connect into the electromagnetic grids of the earth. And these lines of light are connecting into the lines of light that make up your energy field. And you're connecting and clearing and charging. Connecting, clearing, and charging as you move deeper through this level, the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. This is really where the true anchoring comes in. The true grounding is right here in this level. where we automatically anchored into grids of energy that were at the surface of the earth are no longer there. That is the wonderful thing that solar flares are doing for us, is that they're releasing us from these energetic grids and these energetic patterning that have been holding us in negative forms, in negative thought forms and belief systems. Those grids are gone. And now we're anchoring into the permanent electromagnetic grids that are very, very high vibration. There are no negative vibrations here. It's only high vibrational energy in these grid patterns. And you're dropping down further towards the center of the earth. You'll start to see a ball of light that is Mother Earth, her essence. And you're just gently dropping down into that essence. And you'll just come to a stop that's your place. And if you look down with your spiritual eyes, you can see your feet. I say spiritual eyes, meaning that you don't actually open your eyes. You're just seeing with your eyes closed. And your feet are anchored now into the essence of Mother Earth. And there's actually a little crystalline flower that comes up around your feet and just holds you in. And now you're resting in the heart of Mother. And listen for any message that she has for you. Feel any experience that you're having. Just allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to notice your heart opening. Allow yourself to understand that you are calibrating at this very high frequency of unconditional love that Mother Earth holds. And what does she have to share with you today? It will be different every single day. And now, if you look with your spiritual eyes in front of you, you will see a path. And this path is going through a little tiny forest. A lot of trees. And the pathway is very short. And you're coming directly into a clearing. There's grass, there's butterflies and birds, and the sun is streaming down on your face. And you'll notice that this clearing is in a circular shape, and all the trees are surrounding you, almost like they're witnessing. A bunch of tree beings witnessing who you are. And you're just standing in the middle, feeling the warmth of the sun on your face, and just feeling love. Maybe you could smell the fresh grass, or you could feel the breeze of wind on your face, or see the butterflies, or hear the birds. Or just use your imagination that you're here. What is it? What would it feel like if you were in this place? And if you look up, you'll notice that there is a ball of sparkling gold light coming down around you in a spiral pattern. It's making a spiral coming down over your head and around your body and then anchoring down into the earth. The spiral is coming from way up into the sky. And notice that the spiraling crystalline, sparkly gold energy, what is it doing? What does it feel like? And what is it anchored into? You know it's anchored down into the earth because you're standing on grass. But above your head, what is it anchored into? What is that energy that's coming through? And all you feel is love. And you know, as that sparkly energy comes down around you in that spiral pattern, it's really clearing you at a cellular level. And that anchoring in just feels so solid, more solid than you've ever felt before. And now what I want you to do is I want you to step out of this swirling tube of light and just look at it. Observe it from you stepping away from it. And now you're going to walk away. You're going to walk out of the forest right now. But I want you to know that this anchoring energy is always there for you. You can come here, any type of clearing, any type of message. When you want to really feel that connection to earth and to divine source, it's right here for you. So just follow the path out to the forest, out of the forest, and go back to where you're standing. And if you look with your spiritual eyes, you turn around and you look, you will see the path, you will see the little forest, and you'll actually see through the path, you'll see that there is that clearing, and you'll see that tube of light, and it's there for you anytime you need it. And now you'll start your ascent back up. With all these, your energy field is now really clear and really clean and vibrating at a really high frequency. It's recalibrated. You've recalibrated your energy to match the Earth's high vibrational energy and the high vibrational energy of Divine Source. And you're moving back up through your tube and you're entering into the electromagnetic grids of the Earth, the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth, which are now, you are connecting into, and they're just charging you even more. There's like another recalibration going on because you've just experienced even higher vibrational energy. And you're rising up through that electromagnetic field and up through the lava core, really charging your field with that molten lava, that molten, highly charged rock. And back up through the layers of the earth, very quickly coming back up into your body and coming back into your heart space, feeling the essence of Mother Earth connected with the essence of who you are. And take a deep breath in and out. And know that you are grounded. You are firmly rooted into the earth and her essence. You are firmly rooted into the calm, so that you can be the most effective and productive in your life. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will see you next Sunday at 11.